So what's wrong with that? Or with the air hostess. You just pass a remark, make a joke. We think we are showing Islamic character. But in the meantime, we are getting involved in total haram. So therefore, we must also make tawbah of those gunas that we have committed, thinking that they were good deeds. In our mind, Sharif, we have got, we are going for Umrah, we are going to our Sheikh, we are going in Jamaat, whatever it may be, then there are more than other things that we can engage ourselves with instead of looking at the in-flight magazine. And especially when we know, also the TV screen, one is your own screen in front of you on your seat that you can think. But the seriousness, not only that it is a sin, but a terrible sin, that we don't become conscious. And when we are not conscious, we don't make tawbah also. A person now also, we ask ourselves that on a daily basis, especially those of us who are out in the shops, when it comes to human matters, I'm very, very strong and it doesn't touch me at all. These are all plans of shaitan. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that I take extra precaution. Hazrat says when I'm traveling by train, and in India, till now, I think in Pakistan also, there is a such, we see that the people are all sitting together. Announcement is made for one flight is going to the 12 hours in the east. Another flight is going 12 hours in the west. In 12 hours time, you're going to be 24 hours apart. And complete to the one extreme of the world, this side, one extreme. People are just moving and going in different directions. But you, and that also, one person, he said that I'll never go and visit the rich people again. So they asked him why. So he said, I had a very bitter experience. What bitter experience you had? He said, I went and visit this one rich person. So he asked me, what will you have? He offered me something hot or cold. It was a cold day. I said, something hot will be fine. So he said, no problem. Where would you like to die? Yeah, or in the bedroom, or by the swimming pool, or where? He said, somehow I got out from there, and I thought he doesn't want to give me one teaspoon of tea. I'll never go back there again. So anyway, don't look up at these people. You be content with what Allah has given you, and you just have to try and make more contact with you. Just because of all your jokes, be careful on that also. In fact, one person who had bought a BMW, and then he phoned to the company again, and he told them, you sold me a dead car. They say, why? They say, this car, when I put it in D, drive, وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. May Allah save us from all this. Allah says, I'll give you line to play with. And then when I pull my line, then they say, you don't know how I pull the line. So you might be thinking everything is going rosy, and you have landed yourself in such a place where there is no return anymore. So may Allah protect. Just by sitting on top, it is just for practical reasons. It doesn't make a person superior if he sits on top in any way whatsoever. So we should not feel bad if we have to sit down. But anyway, don't look down upon somebody. This is also a guna of the eyes. Now, when we have to keep roza, and here also, we all must be experiencing it as memory. The minute you have moved away, it's out of the memory of the barah. There is a different story. By Allah, everything is captured, and it is kept there. Records are kept by Allah. Illa man tab. However, a person who makes tawbah, Allah forgives that person. So in any case, don't look down upon, look like a mirror. It doesn't look down. Shaitan is over working also. He will make us think bad about others. About you are making your namaz, and the person next to you, how he's making namaz. You are sitting at the back and you looking at the person in front. You are looking for fault. Aib joy. To look for faults is a common thing also. That not that the faults are there, you saw them, but actually they have come for a purpose. We haven't defined our purposes yet, why we are here. For what we have come here. We are just passing our time, and who passes time fails time. Anyway, today is Jummah, we should give more time for dua. May Allah Ta'ala let us keep rozas of the eyes in the correct way and full way, and be saved of this creed, terrible Quran. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ وَقَالَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has blessed us with this great and honorable month of Ramadan. Our lifetime's nafal cannot equal to a farad. And in this month, every nafal is equal to a farad. And in fact, also in this month, nafal namaz, the reward of it is so great for any nafal namaz a person makes in the day or night in Ramadan. Allah grants him a palace shade of the arsh of Allah, and wonderful dastarkhan is there with the best of food on it. They will say to Allah, who are these people? Why must we be giving an account here? And these people are eating so wonderfully. Allah Ta'ala will say, these are those people who fasted for me. So the fast, how valuable, isn't it?
Supposed to be a human being like us. Allah Ta'ala answered that question at the end of the 18th para, that all the previous Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam who came were all human beings. They also had the needs to eat and drink, and also they used to walk in the marketplaces. So what's unique? That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is also a human being. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala says this is the result of their pride, and the demands, such absurd demands they are making, is because of their extreme rebellious nature. Allah Ta'ala says in the next verse that these people who are so anxious that angels must come to them, the day when they will be seeing those angels, which means at the time of their death, age of Haqq, Allah Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ. On that day, the wrongdoer, he will bite on his hands. This is proverbial, referring to extreme regret. They will be in a state of extreme regret. And they will say, if only I had adopted the path with the Rasul, the path of guidance, and the path. So person, my friend, لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. He had misguided me from the reminder, after the reminder had come to me, in the form of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Qur'an Majeed. Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَدُولًا. That shaitan, and here Ubay ibn Ka'b was human being, in the shaitan recites the Qur'an Majeed, but does not practice upon it. Or he does not make the Qur'an Majeed a judge in matters of dispute amongst people, but they don't make the Qur'an Majeed the judge. This is also ignoring the Qur'an Majeed. Or not to ponder over the meanings of the Qur'an Majeed, despite having the ability and the facility to do so. Move the sacred tablets to the first skies, that was in one night. But from the first sky, the sky of the dunya, from there to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Qur'an Majeed was revealed gradually, bit by bit, in a period covering approximately 23 years. And in this time, the whole Qur'an Majeed was revealed bit by bit. Revealed it gradually to you. And the purpose is that it will facilitate the easy understanding, memorizing, and also practicing on the Qur'an Majeed. If everything has been revealed all at once, then to understand it, to practice upon it, would not have been so easy. Here it is now, it makes it easier to memorize and understand and practice on it. These people, when they refuse to respond, we tabbarna takbira, we completely destroyed and annihilated them. Allah Ta'ala says, consoling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, that most of them are such that inhum illa kal an'am, they are like animals. Animals also, at least they, and with that little which merge with the waters of the sea, which are salty, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His Qudrat, makes them run together and flow together side by side, as if there is an invisible barrier between them. All this indicates the great Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in senseless arguments and debates and futile talk, they make salam and they tell them peace. In other words, they don't want to argue with such people. They spend their nights in the worship of Allah Ta'ala, in prostration and standing in front of Allah Ta'ala, and they make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala must protect them from the fire, from the punishment mentioned here, is that they constantly make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala must make their wives and children, their progeny, the coolness of their eyes, make them obedient and a source of comfort and solace for them. And waj'alna